good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Penny Cuttigan.
Because all the hippies are trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. A Cuttigy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How does the man on the moon cut his hair?
That is a great question.
Eclipse it.
Oh, happy eclipse day to you, Dega. Good one.
One in a row. Dad jokes are going aplenty here. Hey, but we also have Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, that they are. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't talk about that for the pre-show setup.
I liked it.
That at you here, throw you a little curve and get a natural laugh instead of the fake laughs that you have to do for me when I tell jokes.
Because exactly.
You work for your uncle. Oh,
yes, exactly. Well, how are you?
Great. We're back from New York, and that was fun. And doing the show outside one of the fast food chains here with the super internet was kind of fun, too. But we did the best of on Friday because we wanted to get home. Wendy drove.
Yes.
Haley, Wendy drove the whole 19 hours. Not straight.
Good for her.
The whole 19 hours.
Yeah, she's amazing. I could never, but good for her.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't let you, but.
We all know that.
Because we've drove together and.
Yes.
But we put tobacco out for you, Haley.
Thank you, Pinky.
Yeah. Hey, so how have you been now? I mean, we're not face to face, but we're face to face. We're in the same state right now. How you been?
Oh, pretty good. You know, we had cloudy weather here in the Twin Cities, so not able to see much of the eclipse, but, you know, so goes through different tribes and different beliefs. Some may not, you know, this day might not be for them.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, there was a big passing in a Native country here this last few days, and the person was missing for a while, and I know today they're honoring him with... they did find him deceased, and they're honoring the Native communities, honoring him with braids. That's Cole Coco Brings Plenty. We send out big prayers to our community and to their family and to everyone that's in their life. And he was an actor, very young, 26 years old, and he's been on a lot of good movies and TV shows and things like that. And we just want to mention him and have a big prayer, big hug to the family and the community.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really hard to hear about Cole Brings Plenty. And, you know, with speculation going on about MMIR and missing and murdered Indigenous relatives, you know, we're not exactly sure how Cole's death played out. But, you know, it always seems like as Native people that there's a target on our backs, no matter how well we're doing. And, you know, we've had targets on our backs for as long as targets have been a thing, but, it just seems like we can't really catch a break, and it doesn't matter how well you're doing or not. This could happen to anyone. And it's really sad.
Yeah. Just,
you know, more attention to it.
Well, you bring up a good point too. When you talk about, people that aren't our allies, talk about getting over it, and this happened 100 years ago. We can reflect back that no, this is happening today. This is still happening. We're throwaway people, and we don't matter to a lot of outsiders. And thank goodness we have a lot of allies that listen to the show that don't feel that way. But it's still underlying current to many of our relatives and to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And to what we do know is that Cole was found deceased in the woods with his braids cut off. And if you've seen pictures of Cole Brings Plenty, he's, you know, known for these beautiful, long, dark braids. And I mean, just horrible. You know, however his death may have came, you know, whoever cut his braids off knew what they were doing and knew what that meant.
Yeah. Do you know, and I don't, what shows he was on? Do you have that in front of you, or could you Google that while we're talking?
Yeah, I know he was in the spinoff of Yellowstone, but I did not watch that series, so I'm not sure what it's called. But
oh, it's either 1923 or 1883, those two shows.
Yes. Is it 1923? That's he was in. An actor known for Into the Wild Frontier, which was from 2022, and The Tall Tales of Jim Bridger, which is 2024 and 1923.
Okay, 1923, which is with the Harrison Ford playing the head of the family of the Yellowstone legacy that I haven't really watched either. Matter of fact, Wendy and I are watching something we always enjoy is The Amazing Race.
Oh,
and, we enjoy watching that. And now that we are, you know, Amazing Race has been on for like almost 20 years. And we had our hearts set on being on that show. And now I can't do it because I got a bum knee. They were doing this one this one thing where they were getting everyone had to get like a, I don't know, a half hour massage by these masseuse that were really twisting and bending you up. Now I like that, but when I saw them start doing it to their legs, I'm going, I'll pop another quad tendon.
Yeah, I get a cramp or something. You have to get up and walk around.
Cramp's inevitable, but popping that quad tendon off my knee, that's not inevitable. But I saw that, it's like, oh, they're one in pain, and two, they're bending their knee far, far away where I'd pop another quad tendon.
Yeah. Can't be doing that. But, no. You know, speaking of watching something, I was paying attention to the women's basketball championship all weekend, which huge congrats to the South Carolina Gamecocks. And it was so fun to watch. And, you know, we got to watch the best of the best, Caitlin Clark. And, you know, she's great, but, you know, one person can't beat an entire team. And I just want to shout out Paige Beckers from Minnesota, who plays for University of Connecticut, UConn, and made it to the Final Four this year, as well as Tess, who was a freshman for South Carolina and just took home the championship, who is also from Minnesota, and she won the high school state tournament last year.
I think she won it like twice.
Oh, maybe.
It was something crazy like that, that I don't know if there's anyone from Minnesota that has done that, and especially twice. Sure. And a freshman, she came in, and I watched the game, and she came in and scored 19 points off the bench. And
right.
That was amazing. Did you watch the game?
I did watch it, nice, yes. Nice. Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah, and I know there's like controversy, it seems like, all over the internet when it comes to the support of Caitlin and the record not being broke. And I don't even want to go there. I just thought it was great. And, you know, I watched it because my TikTok feed and my Facebook feed pops up with Caitlin all the time. So I got excited about her scoring all those points and those far, far three pointers. And I didn't make it about, I was supporting Big Ten. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I think too, like a lot of the media coverage, you know, I wish that they would expand and cover some more of the other players, but what are you going to do?
Well, see, you know, the coach for the team that won last night gave her a great send off and was a class act, and she's been a class act. That was her third.
Dawn Staley.
Yeah, third tournament victory. And, that's all I can ask for. It's like I watched it, and that's keep it going, and that's take it from there. I watched the last three games, and you know, the Final Eight, Final Four, and the championship game, and I was excited. And I'll just say this: I only watched the championship game last year, so
Oh.
You know, there's that. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and it's Haley and I right now. Ho-wa.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Yes, they do. And we saw Dr. Stately, who was on vacation with his young sons, having a good time, and he's probably just overwhelmed with work. He usually comes on our Mondays, and he is not here right now. But hey, we Haley and I can hold down the ship here. Or the
fourth. he might be joining us shortly here. But yeah, they were. Well, he was abroad. He was overseas. I forget exactly where he was, but he posted his meals, which looked amazing, on his Facebook every day, pictures of his food. And I'm such a foodie. I was so jealous. I just, you know, wish I was over there enjoying some crepes myself. But, you know, maybe next time he'll bring us along.
Hey, one of the things we should probably reach out to Dallas Goldtooth and Bobby Wilson, our friends. And Dallas posted something, is that you can now watch and hear Dallas Goldtooth as a guest actor in the latest season of Spirit Rangers. It's a dream come true for Dallas to be a voice actor on an animated Native kids show, and that's on Netflix. And
cool.
Go watch Spirit Rangers with your children now, and Netflix. And he plays Toofus, the Barracuda. Oh, the Barracuda.
Oh.
For a second there, I didn't think I could read. It's like, that looks like Barracuda. It is.
Very cool, Dallas. Well, congrats on that.
Well, we got a lot of rain here, and I was down by the Mississippi, and a lot of water going over the old Ford Dam,
sure,
which is good, a good sign. And I'm always walking there, Haley, and making mm-hmm. sure that making sure that everything's all right, but also taking a look at the water and the level of the water, and thinking about this summer, you know, being another year of drought, and we just had that snow, which was nice. A lot of it was runoff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, conserving water and conserving things, I wish we'd be more proactive about that, and maybe talk about less watering of our yards in the cities here.
Yeah, and I do want to bring something up kind of while we're on that topic. Wakan Tepe here in St. Paul will be doing something here for Earth Day cleanup Saturday, April 20th from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. This is volunteering to clean up trash at Wakan Tepe or the Indian Mound Cemetery. Please come out and help us care for these sacred places. Again, Earth Day cleanup at Wakan Tepe, Saturday, April 20th from 9 to 11:30 a.m.
I signed you up, Haley, so you'll be there representing the Native Roots Radio, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. I plan to be there anyways with my little bag of trash and my little poker.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bring trash. You're supposed to pick it up. But
yes.
Yeah, okay, good. There's people down there don't get it, too, and I've seen reports, Haley, where, you know, they put so much work in that area because it was by the railroad, of course, by the Mississippi River down there, Wakan Tepe, and below the birthing caves, and then above the hill is the only three remaining mounds at Mounds Park that were burial mounds, and that whole area, especially the cave, has been sacred for tens of thousands of years. It was a birthing cave, and natives came from all over Turtle Island during the winters to birth their children because of the temperatures, and the temperature of the water remained 50 degrees year round. But people don't realize that, and it's a vast area, and people still use it as a dumping ground of trash.
I know. And it's like anytime I will see trash, and it's like even just in public parks and state parks even, and then you see it in, you know, of course, every ditch along every exit on the freeway. But, I mean, it's 2024. Have we not, you know, learned enough about what this does to our environment and our planet as a whole? It's just, I don't know, it seems very childish. I don't want to know anyone who litters these days.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a different thing, I'll tell you. You know, what's weird is, a lot of things are better now than they were when I was young. Shoot, I remember seeing, and maybe even doing it, with a full ashtray of cigarettes and people just at a stop sign dumping out their ashtray.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and then you get, you know, educated and go, okay, these cigarette butts take 200 years to break down, if ever. You never knew that.
Yeah, exactly. Like all the plastic and everything.
There was a scene, and I bet you I've talked about this before on Native Roots Radio, Haley, in Mad Men. Did you ever watch the series Mad Men? It was about ad agencies in the 60s.
I did not.
Well, they were having a picnic. One of the scenes was they were having a picnic, and back then, you know, you have a picnic basket, and you have a nice throw-down blanket. And when they were done with their picnic, they just shook out the blanket and left the trash there and walked away. And it was just like, man, that's right. That's the way it was. People didn't think. They just trash, trash, trash. And now, you know, we don't have as much trash as like cigarette butts all over the place and people doing that 24/7, but we still have a few people doing that. And now we have to worry about the big companies, you know, that are dirtying our water and things like that, that have been doing it, and the phosphates in the water and all those things that we didn't have to worry about back then, and now we have to worry about in many ways. And I know the earlier show, Matt McNeil was talking about Iowa and all the people, all the farmers getting cancer and things like that from these factory farms. They don't care. And it smells like a cesspool when you get close to southern Minnesota to Iowa, and it's a sad way to live, and we can do better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, bringing it back, I was hoping Dr. Stately would be able to join us, hoping in a couple minutes he is still able to. But while we're waiting, I just want to bring up, I know your friend, John Bobolink, the late John Bobolink, there is the honoring powwow for him, Healing in Four Directions, Sunday, April 28th here in Minnesota. And where is this going to be?
It's going to be at Humboldt in the west side of St. Paul, Humboldt High School. And our friend from, I should say Wendy's friend from the University of Minnesota, Heather, who's been on our COVID symposiums as a pharmacist is help putting that together with the help of the University of Minnesota. It's exciting, one, that she's doing it, and two, that they're doing this for John, who worked in St. Paul Public Schools for many, many years. And I believe, I want to say, at least the last 12 years, he's been ahead of Indian Ed in St. Paul, Indian Ed Education in St. Paul. And but he worked for Indian Ed prior to that, too. So he'd been connected with the community. We had a chance to see him, and, man, he just passed away like a few days later after we saw him at the powwow, I think Enda Young's powwow, right?
Yeah, yep, it was Enda Young's, yep. Yeah, so the Honoring John Bobolink powwow will be Sunday, April 28th, grand entry at 1 p.m. and feast at 6 p.m.
So really excited, you know, let's talk about our next guest coming up here. Let's give a rundown so everyone's excited as we are. We have an award-winning, you know, author that's coming on, and that I think the last time that she was on the show, Zoe, who was our producer prior to you, and now you've been with us, Haley, for over a year, so it's been a long time. Zoe interviewed Marcy, and now it's a chance. I think I'm going to make you interview her, and then I'm just turning my camera off because.
No, that's an honor. Well, Marcy, we have Marcy Rendon and her daughter Simone Rendon up next with us for the second half. And, you know, if you're along the American Indian Cultural Corridor at any event, you're bound to run into either of these two, whether they're speaking or acting or vending. You can always find Marcy or Simone there with a smile on their face. And, you know, just I hope you can go up and talk to them and get to know them. So Marcy is a award-winning author, very well known, and she's also a poet and a playwright and a writer, as well as I know she's a public speaker, and she works a lot with community art activism and especially Native art. So we're really excited to share Marcy Rendon's work with some of you guys and get you guys to get to know her a bit more. And then Simone Rendon will also be joining us. And Simone has been on, I believe, probably a couple times since over the year now. Simone is the owner of Edible Arts here in Minnesota, and she makes really fun, yummy food and treats out of natural resources here and scavenging our forests and everything like that. And I know, I think I saw something too. We have about a minute left, but I know Simone got into acting. I was seeing some pictures too a couple weeks ago. I don't know if that was for one of Marcy's playwrights readings, but I'm really excited to pick her brain on that.
We'll have to find out. And I'm going to tell Marcy when she's on that one of her biggest fans will be sad that she's not on the show tonight. And that's State Senator Mary Kunish, who loves Marcy's books and talks about them all the time. And and that's how I got to know who she was through the State Senator. So we'll bring that up. And, hey, you're listening. What we're listening to, or you're listening to, Haley and I in the new comedy show. We're going to have our own comedy troupe. You and I, we're going to go local and national. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
At Metro State University, students learn how to change the world their way through in-demand degree programs including healthcare, technology, cybersecurity, and business. Realize your power to change in a learning environment dedicated to equity, inclusion, and anti-racism. Explore 60-plus bachelor's degree programs at Metro State's open house events, online March 28th and in person March 30th. Visit metrostate.edu/openhouse for details. Metro State University, where learning meets living.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
I'm Angela Warner for Warner Stellium. Sometimes appliances break. Other times you spend years wishing they would. We get it. That's why right now we're paying you to upgrade with our trade-in sale. We'll pay you $50 for each appliance you replace. Our in-store specialists take out the guesswork of wondering what's the best one and which one will fit. Then Warner Stellium professional crews will deliver, install, and take your old stuff away, saving you time and money. So outsource your stress and shop family-owned Warner Stellium.
AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Get ready to party before Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour on April 13th. Join us at AM 950 Sexy Liberal Pre-Party at On the Rocks, conveniently located above the Nicollet Diner at the end of Nicollet Mall. It's the perfect spot to mingle with your fellow Sexy Liberal fans and some of your favorite AM 950 hosts. Our pre-party is from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. Enjoy the delightful patio at On the Rocks, weather permitting. Admission is just $35 and includes light appetizers and two drink tickets. Again, that's our Sexy Liberal pre-party, April 13th from 4:30 till 7 o'clock at On the Rocks. Pre-party tickets are available for purchase at am950radio.com. But that's not all. Let's talk more about the main event. Keep an eye on our Facebook pages for posts about the Sexy Liberal show. Engage with these posts for a chance to win a pair of tickets to both our pre-party and the main Sexy Liberal show. Winners will be announced during Matt McNeil's show on Friday, so stay tuned. And if you want to guarantee your spot at the Sexy Liberal show, secure your tickets in advance by finding the ticket link at am950radio.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I want to tell you about a better, more environmentally friendly way to care for your lawn with Natural Lawn. Natural Lawn has been treating Minnesota lawns for more than 20 years with organic-based natural products that feed the soil without unnecessary chemicals. That means an envy-worthy, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and your furry friends. Natural Lawn has no contracts and is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So let Natural Lawn handle your lawn care so you can enjoy your lawn. More at naturallawn.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 47. Tonight, showers and storms with a low around 40. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high around 61. And look for our Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal posts on AM 950's Facebook page. If you interact with one of those posts, you'll have a chance to win tickets to both our Sexy Liberal pre-party and the Sexy Liberal event. And don't forget, you can always purchase tickets to the Sexy Liberal show with the ticket link at am950radio.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their current gallery exhibit, Okeezy, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, now until April 13th off of Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Hey, 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 we have a couple cool guests on today. Haley, why don't you introduce these groovy people? And I know, Marcy, we got a picture for you, so you don't have to come on if you don't want to. We see you, but we can pop up a picture where we get into those deep discussions. But I just want to say, Marcy, before we get going and Haley introduces both of you, I know the state senator is one of your, Mary Kunish is one of your biggest fans, and she's going to be bummed out, but happy you're on the show, but bummed out that you could not join us today because she's a huge fan of yours.
Ah, Nikwich.
Yes, she is. Well, joining us right now, we have Marcy Rendon, who is the award-winning author, poet, and playwright, and then also her daughter, Simone Rendon, who is Edible Arts owner and also an Indigenous doula and lactation counselor. Thank you both for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Right on. Hey, it's good to see you again, both of you again. Marcy, I wanna jump and talk to you real quick. You have a new book, a new novel coming out. I do believe, and it's award-winning author of the Clash Black Bear series. Can you talk a little bit about that and when that book's going to come out?
So I have actually three books that are coming out this year.
What?
The first is a poetry book. The title is Anishinaabe Songs for the New Millennium. And that is going to be published by University of Minnesota Press. And the release date is July 16th. And then I have another crime novel. It's a standalone crime novel. Contemporary. So like there's DNA and cell phones. Cash Black Bear is not in the book. It's contemporary. The title is Where They Last Saw Her. And it's the release date on that one is September 3rd. And then I have a children's picture book, Stitches of Tradition, which is about a grandmother sewing ribbon skirts for her granddaughter. And the granddaughter grows taller and the grandmother grows shorter. And that one's scheduled for release in October. And that one's from Heartdrum, the Native imprint that so many people have been recently published by.
Wow.
That's awesome. I know, too, that people can pre-order your book, of course, at local bookstores that support them. But also, if you can't get out, pre-order them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Bookshop, Apple Books, Target, IndieBound. You're all over the place.
That's a good thing. That's good.
Awesome. Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let's bring your daughter in here. And we can't wait to see you this summer. It's coming quick here with your edible medicines. Talk a little bit about that.
So yeah, gearing up for this year is a lot of fun. So I will be back at the Four Sisters Farmers Market. And I haven't heard anything new. So I'm going to say we're Thursdays 11 to 3, like we were the last couple years, 1414 East Franklin. That starts the first week in June. I maybe will have a spot on the Tuesday night Midtown Market. I'm looking forward to doing that. And hopefully there I will be able to cook my wild rice gluten-free waffles. So that'll be separate from the jams and jellies that I do at the Four Sisters Farmers Market. So looking for all the things that are growing out and popping up all over, looking to forage and get out there pretty soon. It's going to be an exciting year, I think, for edible arts and the different spaces that have asked me to show up. And as I get those solidified, I will definitely send them to you guys to announce.
Yeah, definitely. Great. We're excited. And I know a few years ago, I had one of your waffles at a art show. And I was just like, hey, I think you were giving out free samples. And we became friends that day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we did.
Marcy, how long have you been writing books?
Well, I've been writing books since the mid or late 90s, but the first Cash Black Bear novel was published in 2017. I had a couple children's books published before then and short stories and plays that have been published. But the actual, you know, like I've written books, but they're sitting in my garage because some of them are really, really, really bad. But the Cash Black Bear, Murder on the Red River was first published in 2017.
Wow. And who's your publisher? Do you have different publishers over the years or?
Initially, Cinco Puntos Press was the first publisher, but they sold to Lee and Lowe, which is a children's children's publisher in New York. And the Cash Black Bear books are young adult, or not young adult, they're adult novels. Mm-hmm. So Lee and Lowe, not their genre. And from there, I moved to Soho Press. And Soho continues to be the publisher for the Cash Black Bear novels. This new novel, Where They Last Saw Her, is published by Penguin Random.
Wow, that's awesome. So where do you get your inspiration? I'm looking through the the person? Are there people you know, or how do you put this together? You know, who's going to be what? Is that go on organically, or you have a good game plan before you get going? And I just have a lot of questions because I don't know how to write a book.
The Cash Black Bear novels are organic. I sit down with a general idea of what the crime is. I know that Cash is going to solve it. And I sit down and I just write from beginning to end. With the this new book, Where They Last Saw Her, it was more, you know, outlined, not an official outline, but, you know, like I said, this is going to happen, then this, then this, then this. And that was what was submitted to the publisher initially. And so, the ideas, I just have a very, I think, overactive imagination.
That's awesome. So when you write a book, do you think of characters that you've known when you were younger or now, and then kind of morph a couple characters into one person? Or how do you come up with characters other than your own family?
The characters, I try not to base them on anybody that I actually know or anybody living, because people, I don't want people to feel too vulnerable to be around me. I don't want you to all of a sudden say, oh my God, there she wrote about me, some radio announcer, and da 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 da. You know, it's like, I don't want to do that to people. So they're made up. They're, you know, it's imaginary. And of course, there's no shortage of crimes happening in Indian country. There's no shortage of powerful people in Indian country. There's no shortage of good stories in Indian country.
Right.
And, you know, drawing inspiration on just life around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it's when I do see you at the market, it's safe to come up and have a long conversation with you then.
Maybe.
If you can get through her line.
Yeah, that's right. Good one, Haley. Well, both you tend to either table at the same market that we see you on Thursdays, or you're very close to each other. That's good for potty breaks, but also it's good for, you know, seeing your family and working together.
Yes. And what's interesting, though, is there have been a few people over the years that have come up and talked to me and then gone and talked to Marcy. And because I think I don't really advertise the last name or that she is my mother, we had one person this last market who came up and we were talking, and I turned and I said, Mom, da da da. They went, wait, what?
Exactly.
But to me, I think we look so much alike that how could you not tell that we're related? But I those moments I really love, because then I know that they're shopping and getting my jams and jellies because they really enjoy it, not because they want to get closer to Marcy Rendon, the famous author.
Right.
Exactly. Getting famous to Simone Rendon, the famous jelly maker and potion creator.
Yeah, famous forager.
Yeah. Simone, we were talking a little bit about this before the show, Haley and I. You're doing some readings and you're doing some acting here lately too to add to your repertoire.
Yes,
I saw that, Simone.
That was French repertoire, like saboteur and assassin and all
so,
those great words.
So one of the things, I mean, I used to do plays 10, 15 years ago, and I've starred in some.
Ooh.
And I like it and I enjoy it, but having kids, it makes it a little bit harder. And so when I was approached and asked to read this play, I just assumed it was going to be for like six producers to maybe produce the play. I did not realize it was a live audience until the morning of the show.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm glad. I mean, and I've just been hearing really good feedback from it. And I love acting. I really do. And it's, you know, I'm a foster mom. And so I have little ones. And so it's like that balancing act. And I don't know that I would have said yes to that reading if I knew it was in front of that big of an audience, honestly. Wow.
So have you ever read one of your mom's plays or any scripts coming from your from Marcy?
Yes, that was the play that I did.
Well, I hope you played the star in that.
I did.
I hope good. I hope you can spell nepotism. No, just kidding.
You know what is funny is because the person who directed it asked me because they knew me, not because I was Marcy's daughter. So that was that was nice.
Well, yeah. Heck, we're going to get the truth detector out here and wire up everybody on the next segment. Hey, we're here with
all right.
We're here with Marcy Rendon and daughter Simone Rendon, and we're just having a fun conversation here. Marcy's got a book coming out, and we're talking about jams and jellies and acting. Oh, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org.
Let's live and let howl.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Howl!
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, we're having a fun day here on Monday. It's you missed my joke about kind of haircut. What was that joke again, Haley? Do you remember?
Oh no! Now I forgot something. A haircut. Someone gets on the moon.
How does a man on the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
How?
Oh, he eclipsed it. Yes. Thank you. Hey, we are here with Simone Rendon and Marcy Rendon, and I just want to give Marcy a quick shout out here about her book coming out, Where They Last Saw Her. It's a novel, and it's from the award-winning author of Cash Black Deer series comes a compelling novel of a Native American woman who learns of a disappearance of one of her own and decides enough is enough. And that's all you need to know right now, other than the fact that you can pre-order these on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all your bookstores, and also go see your local book person here. Let's keep the local small bookstores open, too. Oh.
Right. Yes. It'll be available, I'm sure, at Birch Bark and also at Once Upon a Crime.
Right on. And we love birch bark, and we love that what she's done for the community and for our artists and for our authors. You'll probably be doing a reading there too when the book comes out, right, Marcy?
I know that I'm doing a reading for my poetry book that comes out July 16th, Anishinaabe mm-hmm. Songs for the New Millennium. That will be at Birch Bark Books in that Hennepin Avenue mm-hmm. place, July 16th, down there by the Basilica.
Well, cool. We'll have to have you on and do a little, a couple poems for us and get it revved up before that show and get you on again. I'm really happy to have you on here. I don't know, Marcy, do you remember last time you were on, Zoe interviewed you?
Yes.
That was so. Haley's been with us for a year now, so that was a long time ago, and I'm glad you are able to join us again. Before we get to Simone, Marcy, tell us a little more what you would like to talk about with the book and your inspiration, and just tell us whatever you'd like.
With the where they last saw her. The Cash Black Bear series is set in the 1970s, so it's actually marketed as historical fiction. And when I started working with my editor at Penguin Random, she wanted a contemporary novel. And so this is a contemporary novel. There's three women. It's set up near Duluth. It created a fictitious reservation. It has to do with the trafficking of women related to the pipeline industry. I don't know what else to tell you about it. It's a crime novel. And, you know, like when I first started working on it, I told my publisher that there's not a happy ending. There's not a resolution to many, many of these stories. In one sense, there are some of the crimes in the novel get solved, but, you know, it just addresses that whole issue of trafficking once again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, too, one of the most surprising, and shouldn't be surprising to me, but I'm not from Duluth, is that those harbors up there in our Native women disappear on those boats too. That it's just mind blowing.
As long as there's been harbors up there, yes. Yep.
Yeah, and so I heard from a author a long time ago. If you did 2 pages a day by the end of the year, you'd have a book. How do you work?
I write nonstop. No. I aim for 10,000 words a day when I'm working on a book, when I'm working on a novel. But I'm writing something every day, and I'm working on multiple projects at a time.
Wow. So is that early in the morning or in the afternoon, or is there a set time?
No. I mean, it's just whenever I can. I get up in the morning, I log on. If I'm working on something, I start writing right away. I don't have the kind of, you know, from 10 to 12 every day or anything like that. It's mm-hmm. again, I just, because I'm, this is all that I do. I don't have another job. So I'm always working on my writing.
That's awesome. And so I guess you would, what kind of advice would you give somebody that is thinking about writing?
I think the biggest thing is to keep writing and to submit their work. You have to submit to, you know, you have to build up a publication history, whether that's to magazines or newspapers or anthologies. And then once you have to have that discipline to get a completed book done. And then you have to submit. You have to send it out to agents, send it out to publishers. Lots and lots of people write, but they get afraid to submit because mm-hmm. we're all afraid of rejection, but you got to do it. Otherwise, you never will get anything published if you never submit.
Right.
Wow. That's really good advice. Simone, talk a little bit about the flavors and what you expect to be coming out here, what you are forging for this year.
Well, to start out, I am waiting for the pine cones to come out. My pine cone syrup has been really huge this past year. And so I'm looking this year to harvest probably twice as much. Pine cone it tastes like how it sounds. It tastes like a pine cone smells, but it's really good for your immune system and it tastes really good. So that's the one thing that I'm definitely looking for and always constantly searching for the pine trees while I'm driving along the river. But the usual, I'm hoping that the choke cherries that I harvested this year are really good. Last year, because of the weather, they didn't do as well. So I didn't have as many choke cherry products. Raspberries, black currants. I hope to get my hands on some more black currants this year. So that'll be really good because I have some really good jam and like more of the hearty jams that I want to make with the black currants. And I'm looking forward to being at a lot more shows and a lot more craft weekends. So Indigenous Roots in St. Paul is one place that to look for me there. My products are at Heather Friedley's Art Studio in St. Paul. I have a few of my products at Blue Hummingbird Store. So really trying to expand where people can find my products without having to come to a craft fair or the farmer's market, because I know that 11 to 3 doesn't always work for a lot of people. And in terms of flavors, like I love making mistakes, I should say. So I have one that's strawberry basil that I did a couple years ago that I look forward to doing again when I can get my hands on a lot of strawberries. The combination was really great, but it was made by accident.
That's the best kind. These sound like medicines.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. And if you boil them down more concentrated, they really are medicines. But not a lot of people want to know that they're eating medicine. So that's why I sell them as jellies and jams.
Right on. Well, hey, I want to thank Marcy and where they last saw her, the novel that's coming out. And we're excited to have you on. And Simone, thank you so much, you guys, for coming on.
Thank you.
This was fun. We got to do it again. This was fun. We'll do a whole show. Hey, we're still here. We are the 7th generation.
And free Leonard Peltier now.